Hello and welcome to Grace Lutheran Church Sermon Podcasts. On this podcast, you will hear the latest sermons taken from our weekly worship service. Our hope is that you will find joy and comfort in knowing the forgiveness of God through Jesus Christ. We're in a series called Stop Being Afraid. And today I want to talk about fear related to security. I call these enough fears, and we have many of them. Our enough fears are fears of having enough, fears of sufficiency or insufficiency, fears of having enough, doing enough, stockpiling enough, praying enough. And it's not the having or doing or buying that is the fear. The fear has to do with enough. Enough. It's one thing to say enough is enough when you're fed up with something or with someone, which some of us may have said or felt at least one time in our lives. Yes, enough is enough. But on the other hand, enough is never enough. You can see it from the way you live your life. You can never have enough money in your bank account. You worry if there will be enough for the rainy day. You fear you have enough money in this inflated economy. You most likely will do whatever is necessary to get more money into that account, just to be sure. That is, just to assure yourself of your security. But there are other kinds of enough to worry about as well. We saw an example of this during the pandemic. My daughter goes to this every hurricane season in Florida. Who couldn't get toilet paper at Costco? Hoarding. Stockpiling out of fear that you don't have enough. You fear because the needs that you might have, they're not met by what you have already. So you stockpile. You call it ridiculous as you walk in telling a friend, I couldn't believe it. People pushing and shoving to get toilet paper. Sheesh. Yet, you were there in the crowd as well, right? Who has seen commercials on TV for Patriot.com for stockpiling food, goods, rations that can last enough through even a Holocaust? I think the people that are planning special outposts or food provisions in case of a revolution or drastic civil unrest, I think they're called preppers. It's one thing to be prepared and prudent, quite another to be paranoid. You can never be prepared for a Holocaustic future. But you just want to be sure you have enough, and you will never will. Then there's the fear of doing enough. Remember in school, did you study enough for that test as if the amount of hours studying guaranteed a passing grade? I got a D minus in English. I didn't study enough. Next time, same thing, same grade, same answer. I didn't study enough. No amount of time studying will make you feel secure and assured that you'll get an A. Do any of you have not received what you asked for in prayer? Blame yourself for not praying enough? Come on, fess up. I'm sure you could have prayed harder or longer or more fervently, less selfishly, to assure yourself that you have gnawed on God's ear quite enough. Enough. But Pastor, there's power in prayer. Wrong. There is no power in prayer, as the amount of your prayers or the length of your prayers assure you of a positive outcome, the outcome that you wanted, that is. The power of prayer lies in the God to whom you pray, not in your efforts, sufficient or insufficient as they may be, in the act of praying. God answers prayer. You don't unleash his power through the effort you make in praying. Yet he wants all prayers to go to him. And he answers all prayers. The fear of doing enough for some people, even some questionable Christians, enters their spiritual life as well. I hope I did enough to enter heaven, to please God, to be saved. Like all the other enough fears, you will never be able to do enough. Just like one bad apple rots the barrel, so Adam's sin is pervasive and rots us to the core. Never. You can never do enough to assure your place in heaven. The rich young ruler in the Gospels could not. And as it is impossible for a large animal, like a camel, to pass through a narrow opening, like the eye of a needle, in the Jerusalem wall to enter the city, so you will never do enough to enter into God's kingdom, neither at church nor on the street in community service. Enough is enough. Your fear of not having enough can ruin relationships. Most marriage breakups occur because of financial matters, worries, problems, priorities. You pit yourself against your neighbor in the flurry to buy and stockpile. Everyone is your enemy who wants what you want. What if in a Holocaust or civil unrest, stranger came to your house, which you have stockpiled with goods for such a time as this, and needed food? What loving answer would you give him or her? You didn't do enough? So how do you live in a world of such insecurity and fear? How can you get rid of your fear of not having, not of doing, being or praying enough? Do you have lived under the yoke of slavery to the fear of enough and self-assuredness? You know you're exhausted. That's quite a burden. Quite a burden you're carrying. And Jesus can help. Jesus helps you understand that in Matthew 6, his Sermon on the Mount, in this chapter, Jesus says that fears about enoughness are unnatural. That is, you naturally have these fears as part of your nature, but they are unnatural, not a part of nature that God created. He says in Matthew 6, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow, they do not reap, they do not store away in barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Birds don't worry about provisions. In fact, there's only one creature God made that worries about provisions of having enough, and that would be you and me. You don't see a bird out there saying, oh man, I've got to go build a bigger retirement nest, or even a larger nest egg on which to retire. I need to stockpile worms. The Creator cares for His creation. Worriers about insufficiency are unnatural. It's also unhelpful. Jesus says, who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? Matthew 6:27. In the movie Bridge of Spies, Tom Hanks plays a lawyer defending Russian Rudolf Abel from spying. He tells Abel, you could get the electric chair for spying. This draws no reaction from Abel whatsoever. So Hanks says, you don't look worried. Abel responds, would it help? Being worried, living in fear of enough, does not help. It enslaves you. It's also unnecessary. Jesus continues in the same sermon in chapter 6, if that is how God clothes the grass of the field which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will He clothe you of little faith? Lay down your burden of worrying and fearing enough and accept His invitation. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. He's got you covered. It's also unbelieving. Jesus says in Matthew 6, in the same sermon, for the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. Pagans or unbelievers run because they're scared. They're paranoid. They run paranoid because they have nothing but themselves and their abilities to hope in. They believe only that they provide for themselves, and what is given in this world is the only salvation they will ever know. Circle that word knows. Your heavenly Father knows about that late payment. He knows about that risky investment. He knows about that college loan. Your heavenly Father knows all about the reason you are coming to Him in prayer. Your heavenly Father knows, and He understands the threats of societal upheaval and holocausts. He was in one. He understands that you want to do more for Him and your congregation to serve Him. Your heavenly Father knows exactly what you need. He does not depend on you doing enough or even your part to receive His grace, His forgiveness, His love, or salvation. He is all sufficient. He has done enough for you. Trust Him to fulfill what you need in life and what this congregation needs to continue its ministry in the world. You know, a troubled man visited a counselor once, and he said, "You know, when I try to sleep, I hear a voice." The counselor suggested that the man take up fishing, saying that then the voice would go away. Although the weather was freezing, the man went fishing. He went ice fishing, cut a hole in the ice, and prayed, "Lord, take the voice away." He heard a voice say, "There are no fish in there." Startled, the man moved to another spot, only to hear the voice again. "There are no fish in here." The man cried out, "Is this the voice of God?" And the voice said, "No, this is the voice of the ice skating rink manager." "Is this the voice of Jesus that says, 'Worry and have a Malox moment over your fear of doing enough'? Is this the voice of Jesus that says, 'You better start stockpiling provisions for a dim future'? Is this the voice of Jesus that says, 'You don't have time to go to worship and Bible class because you have enough to do to feel secure, have everything in order'? No, this is the voice of fear. This, however, is the voice of Jesus when He says, 'Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you as well.'" That "seek first" is not an ordinal number. Jesus is not saying, if you do this first, then everything else will be added. It's not conditional. No, He is saying everything has been, is, and will be provided for you in My kingdom. You will lack nothing. That's shalom. Shalom means completeness. Like in the Beatitudes in the chapter before, Jesus says, "You have no need to live in fear of your insufficiencies when you have Me. I am the answer to your worries, and I provide what is best for you." Today, Christ invites you and me to get our priorities straight. The most important part of life is God's kingdom. Seek that first. What does His kingdom look like? It looks like this. Here is the King in God's kingdom. Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. This King isn't crowned with silver and gold. He's crowned with razor-sharp thorns that slice open skin. This King isn't sitting on a throne. He's nailed to a stick like a scarecrow. This King isn't looked up upon with love. He's spit upon, hated, and ridiculed. He saved others. Let Him save Himself. But get this, after the King died, God did something amazing, really amazing. God raised Jesus from the dead. As our hymn says, He lives to silence all my fears. He lives to wipe away all my tears. He lives to calm my troubled heart. He lives all blessings to impart. All blessings to impart. All these things will be given to you as well. Here's the bottom line. Do you believe in Matthew 6:33 or not? If you do, then you have nothing to fear. Oh, you still have work, and you still have to save, and you still have to invest, and you do have to plan prudently, but not in paranoia. But you don't live a slave to your worries and fears. Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things are yours as well. Will that really work? Yes. It will really work. Says who? Says the Jesus. Amen. To know more about Jesus and our ministry at Grace Lutheran Church, please find us at www.gracealoneonline.org. You'll find additional sermon podcasts and your favorite podcast channel every week at www.gracealoneonline.org/sermons.